Yes, well, I spent a very, well, it's a pretty horrific day in Osh today, piecing together what happened and talking to Uzbeks who've been the victims, really, of what I think we can say now is essentially ethnic cleansing. The Uzbeks here, they're a minority in Kyrgyzstan, although they're pretty numerous in Osh and in other southern parts of where I am at the moment. But what eyewitnesses say is that last week, beginning last Thursday, that Kyrgyz armored personnel vehicles went into ethnic Uzbek districts, opened fire, shooting randomly at whoever they could find. And these personnel carriers were followed by a mob of Kyrgyz teenagers, mainly, some with automatic weapons, some with sticks. And really, they just killed and kind of burned everyone they came across. Behind them, I was told today, were looters, essentially stealing whatever they could. But it's clear, having had a look, that the official death toll from these ethnic riots, which is sort of put at about 200, is way too low. People here are talking about 2,000 victims. I mean, obviously, it's impossible to know, John, but it's traumatic stuff. I was thinking through the ruins of one house and stumbled across the skeleton of someone lying on the bed who'd obviously burned to death. In a neighboring house, the Uzbeks had been removing bodies of seven small children who'd been incinerated while cowering with their mother in a dark cellar. It's been a grim, grim day.
What about the plight of Uzbek refugees, Luke, fleeing the area?
Well, I also took a trip up to the Uzbek border, which is only about 5 kilometres away from Osh, across a sort of a rather amazing landscape of kind of sprawling mountains and fields of maize and poplar trees. And then basically we had to change cars. At the moment, it's just impossible to go in a Kyrgyz vehicle into an Uzbek area or vice versa. I mean, the mood here is still very twitchy and, quite traumatised. But we took a sort of dirt road up to the border. The border is now closed. And actually, the border is, in fact, nothing more than a kind of scruffy barbed wire with a couple of Uzbek soldiers standing guard. But there are still some refugees on this side of the border, but the vast majority have already crossed into Uzbekistan, certainly as many as 40 or 50,000, possibly more. But some of the people I talked to said that, I talked to one surgeon who said that the victims had been shot in the face and the head quite deliberately. And generally the impression I get was that this wasn't sort of spontaneous inter-ethnic violence, but this was a kind of premeditated and rather well-planned massacre. People have speculated about the reasons, but I don't think it was coincidence that this happened when it did.
What about the response, Luke, of the international community?
Well, so far, John, I haven't seen any response. I arrived at Osh Airport 2 days ago, and the airport is on a very dangerous road. It's on a kind of sniper's alley and basically cowered in the back of a truck into town. That's the main route for delivering aid from the airport. And certainly the Uzbeks I spoke to said that no aid had really reached them at all because Kyrgyz drivers were afraid to go there. I simply didn't see any aid. In the centre of town, in the Kyrgyz areas, there is now bread in the shops. You know, there's sort of signs that normal life is returning in some form. But the Uzbek areas, many of the houses, most of the houses have been destroyed. In some of the other areas where the Uzbeks have built sort of homemade barricades by felling maple trees and shoving burned cars in the road, people are on the streets. They told me that they're hungry, that they're desperate, and really they feel their plight has been absolutely ignored.
And are aid agencies able to get aid through to those who need it?
Well, in theory, yes, but the problem is that the machinations of this conflict mean that there's no trust, basically, between these kind of two communities that live side by side. It's astonishing, really, because Osh is basically a predominantly Uzbek town, but the centre and all the administrative buildings are Kyrgyz, and now it's turned into a kind of Beirut where you know, you can drive left and you can't drive right. Now, as a sort of foreigner, it's okay, we can kind of cross the lines, but crossing the lines is very hazardous. People here are absolutely soothed. There are talks of snipers in the mountains, and there's a curfew. Certainly in the evening, there is some gunfire, but what sounds like artillery, but I think it's just an armored personnel carrier sort of firing. But so far, the international effort, if there is one, I haven't seen it.
Luke, many thanks. That's grim stuff, Luke. Thanks very much for that. Much appreciated.